We start our second week here in Sarasota, Florida, spring training 2013 for the Baltimore Orioles. Welcome inside Studio 208. I am Brett Hollander with a special guest to start the show, Orioles infielder Ryan Flaherty. Ryan, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, Brett? How's it going?
It's going well. How's your second spring camp here? I know it must be a lot more comfortable after last year.
Yeah, for sure. Coming into camp, you know, for the second year, you know, you kind of avoid the whole, introductions, having to meet everyone. Everything's new. The practice schedule is different. So it's definitely a lot easier to transition coming in the second year.
All right, so you're listed, if you go to baseballreference.com right now, 6'3", 210. That was, I guess, last year. What are you right now?
About 6'3", 210.
You look a little thicker, I would say, this year.
Yeah, I'm about 6'3", 208 right now, so...
Leaner? What is it?
Who knows what it is. Yeah, more muscular. I like to tell myself that.
Well, you go and play winter ball. I know that's an interesting experience. Was that your first time ever doing that?
Yeah, first time ever doing that. Yeah.
What was that like?
It was good. You know, it was an experience for sure. But, you know, at the same time, as much as you sometimes miss home, I think the more you play, the more at-bats you get, the more it helps you as a player. You know, you're getting ground balls, you're playing... The more you play, the better you get, and I'm a believer in that too. So it definitely it was a good experience.
Where'd you play position-wise down there?
I played second, third, right field, left field, but a lot of right field. To be honest with you, we didn't have many outfielders on my team. So my third day down there, the manager came to me and said, "Hey, you know, can you help us out in the outfield?" And I said, "For sure." So
last year was your first experience playing the outfield, right?
I did a little bit in Double A when I was in the minor leagues. And kind of my last year in the minor leagues, I started to move around a little bit more besides second and short. So that gave me a little bit of experience. And obviously, you know, last year Kirby helped me a lot when I was out there, along with playing with Nick and Adam out there too. That definitely helped.
And obviously, if you're going to make this club, they're going to ask you to play everywhere potentially. Is that something you're comfortable with doing at this point?
Absolutely. I kind of enjoy it. You know, I mean, as much as it's nice playing... You know, one position and playing second and playing there. I also really enjoy playing all over and being versatile, and just trying to help the team wherever they ask me to, wherever they ask me to go, I'm willing to do so. Whatever they see that is.
Pretty amazing to think that last year you were in this very same studio, and you were the Rule 5 kid trying to find a way to make the big league club. You do. And besides a DL trip, you were on the team the entire year, so you became the Orioles' full-time rights without having to be sent back to where they got you from, basically, and that's the Chicago Cubs. So you get through the entire year. You know, playing time was sporadic, to say the least. But in the end of the season, you were basically the starting second baseman in the postseason. In fact, you had a home run in Game 3 of the ALDS against the Yankees in the Bronx.
Yeah, it was quite a year for sure. And like you said, it seems like it was just yesterday we were here, and a lot happened since the last time I was here. But you know, individually as a team, everything. I mean, it was a rookie season that I'll never forget. It was a great experience. Had a chance to play for great coaching staff, and also to really learn from some experienced veterans that really helped me and helped the transition. And it was a great year, and just try to take that and take it into camp this year and on.
What was it like to hit a home run in Yankee Stadium in a playoff game? It was a devastating loss in the end, but the Orioles did have a lead and an opportunity in that game. What was it like to connect in a playoff game?
It was pretty sweet. You know, I think your whole life you grow up, you think about playing in the postseason, you think about doing that, and. Just to be able to help the team that day and down the stretch was a pretty special experience. And, you know, growing up in the Northeast, I had a bunch of friends and family drove down there, so that was pretty cool. It didn't turn out the way we wanted, but, we're excited February is here and about the time to start going again.
I know we talked about your dad last year, baseball coach, old school baseball guy. What was it like to kind of share some of those moments with him during that run where you're playing almost every day down the stretch and then contributing in the postseason?
I know he enjoys it a lot. We don't talk baseball, to be honest with you, that much as far as, pointers and stuff like that. But he likes to watch. He's a proud dad, and, he likes to sit back and just watch and, give encouragement and stuff like that. So I know he enjoys it. My mom enjoys it, and it's definitely good seeing them smile.